So I guess to bring it to a little more positive, what is some of your, you know, more favorite memories from being on the route?
Well, the Halloween parade's fun here. It's crazy. Yeah. So the Halloween parade. What else is? What other parade we do? We do the gay pride parade. Those are fun. Usually the gay pride parade's just hot out, so it's nice to have in the street. It's crazy, you know. You think you've seen it all, but you'd be surprised. That's fun. The parades are fun. You know, it's work, but it's fun because everybody's having a good time usually. And I said, like I said, the worst time I had, for me, my experience working in the rain. Mm-hmm. The rain stinks.
What's extra bad about working in the rain compared to, I guess, other?
Well, the rain, it's cold. You got to wear the rubber gloves, when you're trying to pick up the bags, it's slippery. There's times that you go pick up the bags and you punch yourself in the face. You know, you try to make sure if you do it, nobody's looking, but it happens. I punch myself in the face and almost knock myself out. Because you put in a, you know, trying to lift them heavy bags and it gets slippery with the rain. And you got to wear the rain gear. That's about it, you know. My experience, I don't like the rain.
I don't like the rain. What's the rain gear like? Do you want
to? Well, it's pretty heavy. What do you call it? Heavy rubber. Mm-hmm. You need a top, boots. It's something to keep you dry. It's hard to explain. My rain gear, you know, it's good not to go cheap. You could go buy cheap rain gear and you get wet more with the rain gear than without. So it's heavy, it gets hot, and it's just not fun working in the rain.
What about working in the summer? Like last summer, for example, it was 90 degrees every day.
The summer's good because everybody, usually in the summer, everybody's happy. So, mm-hmm. You know, everybody's jogging around. As long as you have your water, you take your time, nobody rushes you. And we got very lucky that now we have air-conditioned trucks, so when you go to the dump, you're in an air conditioner where you used to sweat your butt off going to Jersey, because we dumped the truck in Jersey. Mm-hmm. So now it's the newer trucks have got a better ride and it's got air conditioned, so the summer ain't that bad now.
When did they put air conditioning in the trucks?
Yeah. I would say we got air conditioned probably the last 2 years, so probably 2008, maybe around there.
It was a long time you went without air conditioning.
Yeah. And driving the truck to Jersey, you can't have the doors open, so mm-hmm. You could sweat. You know, it's times that people were almost passing out. That's why I think they got the air conditioning in the truck. It just gets too hot. And in the summer, the only thing bad about it working is that garbage is cooking in the back of that truck, so it's you know, after a while you get used to the stink. Mm-hmm. And the rats.
Do they get on the truck or?
No, the rats are usually just hanging out mm-hmm. in the garbage. Usually when you're on a route long enough, you know where all the rats are, and usually when you used to have the cans, now a lot of the garbage is in black bags, but when you used to have the cans, you used to kick the can, not the game, it's kicking the can and wait for the rats to come out, and then you would dump it. Now, they're usually right in the bag, so I happen to have a rat run across my arm and jump off my face because I was dumping the can and it came out the bottom of the plastic can. But it happens so fast that you don't really even have time to react. Mm-hmm. If I would have seen it coming, I would have probably had a heart attack.
Yeah, definitely rats. And I guess as far as New York pests go, now that we have the big, you know, bed bug infestation, do you take special cautions to kind of...
Well, now they're supposed to be, when they throw out the mattress, it's supposed to be wrapped in plastic. So hopefully that helps, you know. That's about, you know, there's really not much protection you could do. You just mm-hmm. you have your gloves and just try not to rub it against you.
Yeah.
If it's going to get on you, it's going to get on you either way. So not much you could really do. You can't see it.
I know.
Until it's too late.
It's terrifying. What is the strangest thing you've ever seen? The job.
Oh, good question. Strangest thing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I really have a strangest thing to see.
I'm
going to go with blank right now. I would have to think. I don't really know. I'll tell you the truth. I'll get back to that question.
Okay,
I really don't know.
Always come back to it. Plenty of time. I read one article, I think, you know, the exhibit that had just been done downtown.
Yes.
And someone had mentioned they pulled out, they found a diamond cross in the trash once. You
do find stuff in the garbage. Like with me, I really don't know, jewelry. It could be gold. I could be throwing gold in the truck, you know. But every once in a while you'll find $20 in the corner basket. So I'm like, we deal with Bleecker Street where you got a lot of the bars. On the weekends, people throw their cigarettes away. And in between, probably their money goes out too. So every once in a while you find money in the corner basket. There's a few times we found somebody's cell phone, keys, and we happened to be able to return the cell phone because it's a pain, you know. A lot of people don't keep the numbers. They don't know the numbers. All your numbers are on a cell phone. You lose them now, you're out of all them numbers. I'm one of them. They always say I got to write it down, but I never write it down.
Yeah, I know my parents' numbers, but it.
Sometimes I don't even know my own cell phone number because you don't call it.
It's true. So I guess if that's the kind of stuff you find, how have you seen the neighborhood? I know you mentioned you see the kids grow up over the years. And how have you kind of seen the neighborhood, the West Village, change over the course of since you started here?
Well, now it seems like, before it seemed like a lot more people were living here. Mm-hmm. I think they were able to afford it. Now I just think people are just getting outpriced. They just can't afford to live in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. They're going to Greenpoint, Williams, the North Side, because it's cheaper. I see, it's getting lighter. Mm-hmm. The weight's getting lighter, the recycle's getting lighter, so it has to. Got to be less people living in Manhattan now than it was seven, 8 years ago. Yeah. We used to do 13, 14 tons, 15 tons on a Monday. Now we're down 12, 13. So garbage something had to happen. I would just think that people are moving out and not coming back. Mm-hmm. And they're building more, so I don't, there's a lot more buildings, but nobody's moving in.
Yeah, especially down here, it's very, very expensive. Let's see what else you can do. Would you want to tell people about your work?
Well, I'd say it's one of the best jobs in the city. I'm glad I took the job. I'm glad my friend got me out of bed to go take the test, because if it wasn't for him, when you're 19 years old, you ain't thinking about work kind of thing. I wasn't. So I got to give him credit for making me go take the job. And it's one of the best jobs in the city. It's good. The money's good. The benefit's good. You're outdoors. You're working. The people you work with, 95% of them are good. Everybody. You can't get along with everybody. And that's one of the best things I ever did. One of the best things in my life was take this job. And I got a funny story. And when I went to Catholic grammar school. Mm-hmm. And, the nuns. Nuns used to, they would get arrested for what they do, at that time, anyway. So one nun says, if you don't do your homework, you're going to grow up to become a garbage man. little did she know. Till this time, I still remember it, and that was like 40 years ago when she said that. So that's one of the funniest things I remember about growing up and the job. It's a great job. Mm-hmm. It's good.
So, how did you feel when you got the, 11 years later?
Well, I was very lucky because we did move, the address ahead. We did a big move. We moved from 260 to 262. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like we only moved one door. So my car telling me I got the job got delivered to the next door where somebody knew where I lived, and it brought me the thing. It was one of the best things, good news, because that year my daughter got born, so it was good to know I had a good job, a job with decent benefits to start off with. So that was one of the best news I had. First, my daughter, and then the job.
In that order.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's anything kind of misunderstood about sanitation work?
Well, some people, I think some people get offended when they call you the garbage man. Mm-hmm. We're not garbage. Garbage man. Yeah, we pick up the trash. What sanitation workers. So when people call you garbage man, mm-hmm. Some people get offended. That's besides that, everything. Nobody really bothers you. They're glad to see you. I tell you at mm-hmm. times, especially after the snow, they don't know, you run out of place to put the garbage or the recycle. So, when they see you, you're the best sight they see in a while. Besides, after seeing the snow, we're the next best thing they could see. So, they enjoy, when we come down the block, they're waiting for you.
How has the kind of working in this department changed over the years?
Well, when I started, there was no ladies on the job. So I started in 85. The ladies on the job came on at, I think it was 87. So when they came on, they changed the test to the physical, made it easier, which was good for them, but it was hard for the guys, because now everybody gets 100, so now mm-hmm. it's like a lottery, where then it actually was physical work, so you got graded by what you could do. But now with the women, they made it good, because now they can't ask the guys to do more than the women. So it's good, mm-hmm. and that's one of the ways it changed. And you're getting a lot of, a lot of younger kids on the job now, where, like I said, they froze the list for 10 years. So when I got on, I took it at 19, and I got called. I was 30 years old. So basically, at that point, there was a big age difference. Everybody that was on the job was either over 30 years old, where now you can get kids coming at 18 years old on a job, still living home. That's one of the difference. Mm-hmm. That's about it for that.
So, okay. Totally lost my train of thought. I was gonna say. Is it break time right now?
They're going to sign out soon. Yes.
Oh.
Too late?
No. I was just wondering what...
Yeah. What else?
I had something. Let's stop for a minute. Okay.
When I started in 85... The best thing to do is to try to learn all the equipment mm-hmm. they can teach you, because this way it'll help you in the long run. So they asked me if I wanted to learn how to do the mechanical broom, and I said sure. I had a great teacher, and Brewington was his name. So he taught me how to do the mechanical broom. And for the first 5 years on the job, I was doing the mechanical brooms, which was good because my seniority didn't mean nothing then. So nobody could bounce me out of the position where I was doing. So I was working nights, so it was steady nights, and it was good. And then after a while, I started training people on the mechanical brooms, which was hard because, you know, I'm a bad passenger, so you try to teach somebody how to do mechanical brooms, hopefully not hitting the car or nothing. So it was fun learning the mechanical brooms. And then I worked in the garage, so they taught you how to do the front end loader. They said you just to load up the spreaders. And the only thing I really didn't learn is the wrecker. And that's when the trucks break down. Mm-hmm. This is what they said to get the trucks. And the one reason I didn't want to learn that is because when I started, one time I broke down, and it must have been 10 below, and this poor guy had to come with the truck and get me started. And when I see what he had to go through, I said, I'm never going to do that. So that's one thing I didn't want to learn, was the wrecker. But the more equipment you learn, the better off you are, because then you have something to fall back on. And Bedford-Stuyvesant was a little rough because, like I said, there was a lot of drugs there, so you had to be careful how you grab the bags, the needles, and shooting. One time I broke down in a mechanical broom at 3 in the morning on Fulton Street in Nordstrand. At 3 in the morning, it looked like Midtown at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And I didn't get out of that broom until a cop came around to... Because at that time, there was no cell phone. So if you broke down, you had to go look for a phone that worked. I said, I'm not looking for no phone. They're going to either come looking for me or a cop's coming by. And that's how I got out of there. Oh, wow. I had to wait for a cop to come so I could call, you know, the garage. Mm-hmm. But the people that live there, they're really down to earth. Mm-hmm. You know, they appreciate you. It's like Manhattan, you know. People are people. Manhattan, Bedford-Stuyvesant, they're all good people.
Mm-hmm. So, what year was that with the car breaking down?
Well, I had to be like 2 years on a job in like 87. Mm-hmm. And it was rough at that point down there.
Yeah, so that was, I think, would you say that doing sanitation in New York in the 80s was a lot different from when, like, maybe Giuliani started in 94 and started?
Well, in the 80s, it was rough. Like you said, there was always a lot of drugs and all that, but Bedford-Stuyvesant was pretty one of the roughest areas at that time because there was no work. People were just hanging out. So it was, you know, the people around, the grown-ups, they were very nice. And I enjoyed working with, like, three-quarters of the garage was black, and they were the nicest people to work for, you know, with. So, you know, you can't judge people by their cover. That's you know, everybody starts off in the same line, you know. That's the way I look at it.